foot.
UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Problem. Your skin is dry. Your throat is scratchy. And yow! Static shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's comfortable. It's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company, serving St. Louis and Western Illinois, or visit ScottLeeHeating.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Believe it or not, winter is here. Freeze thaw cycles can make a small leak a big one. Let's take care of it now. Call Connolly today at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Beginning midnight Thursday, shop over 500 early bird specials. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Unprofessional.
There's no fun left on it.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
super sweet corn.
You know, you'd think Paul Harris, he's not that old a guy. He fixed those teeth.
No, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
Yeah, that was Miss Paul Harvey.
Yeah, me too. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 20th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Chandler Hill Vineyards. Every once in a while, a glass of wine. It's just what the doctor ordered. Literally. Like, I've seen these people on TV, these doctors go, you know, God, wine's good for the heart and some other things. And so, hey, here's a glass of wine occasionally. Moderation in all things. You see, I don't know anything about wine. Ah, do we have a place for you? You know everything? Do we have a place for you, too? Same place.
Hey!
We'll get to it and a little more about Chandler Hill after a little bit about these guys. Eon the peon at the control board. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I'd like for you to say hello to Dan Strauss. He is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
I have another Costco story. Sam's, Costco, kind of the same thing, but Rat Boy has let me in on something. He's trying to get investors together. He wants to open a third. Not there'll be Sam's, Costco, and then what co?
Cheese.
Cheese Co.
Nothing but cheese.
Nothing but cheese. A
big
huge
buckets of cheese.
Mega box store of nothing but cheese. Good luck with that, Rat
Boy. Cheese wheels and everything.
Oh. all things cheese. If you like polka music, then put your hands together for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, who does? It's making a comeback, that polka music. Sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
Years and years and years ago, I don't know how many, but I'm going to say 15, 18 years ago, there were one, two, three, four of us on motorcycles, and we took a ride to Herman, Missouri. There was some kind of big, I guess they still have it every year, some big wine thing. And you go there, and you sap a little wine, and you sit out on the grass and eat cheese and crackers. And I remember thinking, man, I can't wait to get home. It was just, it didn't do it for me. It was not what I expected. The motorcycle ride was nice. And then I went to another winery in Augusta or somewhere, and I remember it was okay. It was nothing special. Went to Napa Valley one time in my life. My wife begged me to take her to Napa Valley. We'd never been there. And for years, I said, no, shut up. We're not going.
Whoa.
I said, pipe down, stifle it. And then I, one year, decided to give in. What the heck, I'll take her. So we went to Napa Valley. Now, that was nice. The scenery was beautiful, and you could tell that you were really, really in serious wine country, and these people knew what they were doing. That's kind of what happens when you go to Chandler Hill. So, and the reason I say that is if you've been to the wineries around Augusta and Herman and that whole area, please, please don't think that you have any idea what Chandler Hill Vineyards is about, because you don't. First of all, most of those places are closed now. They are spring through fall wineries. Chandler Hill is not. It's 12 months a year. They don't close. They don't have to close, because when they built this place, in addition to a beautiful piece of land, that when you look out at it, no matter what time of year, it's spectacular, the view, but they also made it possible for you to go and enjoy a wonderful meal and wine tasting, or enjoy an event that's either your event or one you were invited to, a private function at Chandler Hill Vineyards. It's a gorgeous tasting room, great big real wood fireplace, and people who know a thing or two about wine. Some of it is their own. It's made right there at Chandler Hill, and other stuff comes from California, France, whatever. I don't know a whole lot about it. But I do know that after several trips there, and Peter Rexford's been in the studio several times, he knows, he could tell you quicker than I could which wines I like. If somebody asked me, well, what were the wines at Chandler Hill that you really liked, I'd have to go look in the kitchen at a couple bottles that we have. I can't offhand tell you that, but I'll bet you Peter could. You know, people like that, they remember. He'd go, oh, Frank, you really good. Remember when he comes to the studio, he'll go, remember last time I was in, you really liked the Pinot Noir. Whatever. He's just one of those people. And I always say you can be like me and be an ignorant person about wine, just know what you like and don't like, and beyond that, you don't really know anything. You'll love Chandler Hill. You can be a wine snob. You can know everything about wine. You'll love Chandler Hill. Chandler Hill Vineyards. Please go to their website to check for a couple of things. One, to see if there's a private function scheduled. And if you have one you want to schedule, wow, what a great place to do it. And two, to get their hours, to get directions. And it's all at their website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. They're 15 minutes past Chesterfield Valley in Defiance, Missouri. Close, close, close. Not far at all. I know a few of those places you go to, you sit in the car thinking, are we ever going to get there? Yeah, you're going to get there in no time at Chandler Hill Vineyards again. Oh, and to check on the entertainment, because they have a lot of great live entertainment. ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
No. No, I'm not going to. I'm in the playhouse, and I'm not going to do it right now.
What?
Oh, somebody that works here just stuck their head in the door. Please do Sean Connery.
Oh, some more again?
Yeah, more requests.
Wow. Somebody here at the station requested that?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you can't let them come in here and run
the
show.
Who requested that? I didn't see.
That Kathy, that sales girl.
Oh. Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy Karras, or Kara Kathwich, or whatever her name is.
Kara Kathwich.
Yeah. In case I forget it, I don't think I will, but if, and this weather, soak it up while you can, folks, because after Thanksgiving, take a good look at the forecast. I think Friday night, it's 24. It just kind of starts to fall apart. But if you want to squeeze out the tail end of the weather and you happen to be around Osage Beach, please stop in at Pistols Plus, because whether you think of a place like this or not as a place for gift ideas, they have all kinds of gift ideas. I'm sure you know somebody in your family or that you work with who's a hunter or who, you know, bows or rifles or hand or just a handgun person or accessories. They get pocket knives. It's another thing. Flashlights, good ones. Pistols Plus, right in the main drag, the heart of Osage Beach, Missouri. There was a story either yesterday or day before on STL Today, which is the website for Post-Dispatch, about this little boy, Alex, from Lima, who has inoperable brain cancer, and he doesn't have long to live. And they had the story about the firehouse that down on Telegraph, where they gave him a ride on the truck. And I love those stories. They had a little a fire hat for him and an honorary fireman. They're very sad to read. But I like stuff like that. And I think that stuff is done more for the parents than it is for the child. I think the it's a feel-good thing for the parents, too. But I got to thinking about being a kid, and they had mentioned that he had always had a fascination with fire trucks. And some kids, especially boys, when they're little, have a fascination with locomotives and model trains. You know, I never once as a kid ever thought, I want to be a fireman. I just, or on a train, or wanted a model train. Maybe I'm a weird kid, but I just didn't.
I never did. I thought about being a cop.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about being a cop, but I think a fireman, I think it used to be more of the kind of thing that a kid would look at than it is now. But apparently, like young Alex here, there are still kids that really are fascinated. And I could see where a fire truck, that's the draw, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at them now, those things, first of all, those guys, when they're not fighting fires, they got a lot of time to polish.
Yes,
and those fire trucks are beautiful. They are spotless. You ever see a dirty fire truck?
No.
You know what else you don't see dirty? UPS truck. I told you this before.
Oh, yeah.
They wash those trucks every day. Those UPS people have an inspection. It's like a formation for the Army where their uniforms are checked. The UPS is a pretty impressive outfit. All right, I will ask both of you, what percentage, at least at this point in 2012, we're almost to the end, but not quite, but so far this year, what percentage of cars that have been sold in this country are hybrids or all-electric cars?
Ooh,
what percentage?
Wow.
8%.
I'll say 20.
0.2%.
Whoa.
Good grief.
Yeah, not exactly setting the world on fire.
No.
With those cars. And then, this is kind of interesting, too. They interviewed some people that have them. Let me make sure I got the percentage right. Aha. Almost half, 43%. Say they make a point to charge the car away from home because they don't want it on their electric bill. Because you know, whether you think about it
or
not.
That's what you're not thinking about.
You got to pay.
You're saving on gas, but
your electric bill's
going to
go up. And they say the average is like $18 a month. So there you got a couple of $100 a year in electricity that you have to add. So they try to charge it, fix up a way to get an extension cord, charge it at work or, you know, wherever they are so they don't have to use their own electricity at home. Hey, I would, too. I don't blame them. All right, this is not fun or funny, but I found it very, very interesting, and it has to do with military suicides. We lose more people, according to this article, every year, more military personnel to suicides than we do to the war in Afghanistan.
Active service?
Well, yeah. Fewer people die in Afghanistan than die from suicide.
Wow.
Now, here's the other thing I found interesting. Over one-third of the military people, members of the military, who commit suicide, never went to war. Don't you always think of it as somebody who just came back Afghanistan or Iraq, and they have a post-traumatic stress, and they're just... No, over a third of them never saw combat. What is going on?
Hmm.
What's going on with the military that so many people are killing themselves? And then there's an analyst that said, well, you know, the economy. Well, heck, the economy affects everybody. You don't have to be in the military for that. I'm fascinated by this guy, McAfee, who's still in hiding. You been following this guy?
He's
A little bit, yeah, and he's, like, live blogging.
Yeah, I think he's crazy.
You know
how much he sold McAfee for? He sold to Intel in 2010. You know what he got for his company?
Oh, man, I can't remember. It was like in the hundreds of millions.
$7 billion.
Oh, never mind. Well, that is hundreds of millions, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's hundreds of millions.
7,000?
How about it's 7,000 million? That's what he got for his company just 2 years ago.
Wow.
And now here the guy is hiding. I still don't get this story. I know that he had a neighbor, and his neighbor didn't like McAfee's barking dogs, and he had complained, and then four of McAfee's dogs were poisoned. So the neighbor that poisoned McAfee's dogs ends up dead. McAfee flees and hides, even though he says he's not guilty. I don't get it. If you're not guilty, what are you hiding for? He's 67 years old. And here's a shocker. They say he loves women and has lots of young girlfriends.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's got $7 billion.
Ah, yeah.
Now, this I don't understand either. This is from his own blog, where he says he describes how he's colored his beard and hair almost white and has darkened his skin. Oh, good way to keep people from finding you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You told them what you did.
Oh, God.
Says he darkened his skin with shoe polish. He's on the run with one of his girlfriends. And then he called some news outlet and said, oh, by the way, right now I'm at home. Which I doubt, because they know where he lives in Belize. They could go to his... This, the whole thing is just weird. Now, here's the other thing that's weird. This guy sold his company 2 years ago for $7 billion. He says he didn't kill his neighbor. He's offered a reward for any information leading to the arrest of the killer. You know how much the reward is? $12,500.
Oh! Wait a minute.
This man is not really wanting to find the killer.
Hey, if I weren't guilty and I thought everybody was going to try to hang me out for doing something I didn't do, how about offering, $5 million?
Yeah.
Not $12,500.
Wow.
Okay, another thing in the department of we would call things I just don't understand. Paula Broadwell has now returned home with her husband, and all the friends and neighbors say they patched things up, put their marriage back together. By the way, right.
Yeah.
But they said that friends welcomed her and her husband back to the neighborhood with open arms. They have been so supportive. What? Why? Why are you supportive of her? I don't see anybody being supportive of Petraeus. Didn't they do the same thing? But I don't hear. Oh, I know what it is. That's right. He was head of the CIA. So what he did, even though let's say it involved no giving away of secrets or confidential information, it's still always the guy is the bad guy. You know, this is something we have to deal with.
Yep.
It takes two, but the guy is always.
You're darn right.
Yeah.
What?
Now, Elmo, the voice of Elmo, Kevin Clash, I guess you saw this. He, effective today, resigned. He is no longer the Sesame Street voice of Elmo because now there's a second young man who has come forward. He has admitted, Clash has admitted he's gay. If you remember, the first kid said it happened when he was a minor, and then he recanted and said, no, we had sex consensually.
The newest thing today on TMZ, though, was...
there's a second kid.
There was no sexual intercourse. It was dry humping. That's what Kevin Clash...
dry humping.
Kevin Clash is, is saying that happened.
Now, there is another young man who is only 15, and he's come forward and said that he also...
And what was the deal? He was paid at a certain point, but then he... He didn't want the money anymore. He wanted to give the money back or something. And
I don't know.
So there's two more?
Because he had to recant his story then when he got paid off.
So there's two more
besides
the original.
But this is another kid. That kid
is
24.
This is just the second one.
The second kid, if I read this right, is only 15 now. And he's saying they had this sex together. And I go back to the question I always ask. Is there anybody left who's not gay? Me? Anybody else?
I'm not gay. I'm not.
It's just like everybody's gay. That's where we're headed, I think.
I think it'll be easy. We were talking about this off the other day. To find somebody else to do that voice. I mean, it's a pretty...
Oh, yeah. Look, easy. They found somebody to do Kermit
and,
when Jim Henson died. Yeah. It sounds just exactly like him. Was it Frank Oz do Kermit? Is he the voice of Kermit?
I think so.
But I can't tell the difference.
No. And then but I was wondering, though, because Kevin Clash created the character, so... I wonder if he owns that. I wonder if they're still allowed to use Elmo if he resigns.
I don't know. That just depends on how the whole arrangement was written up. Maybe there's something in there and where if there's any moral turpitude, blah, 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 then you give up all rights to... It's
right.
Probably in there. He probably loses all the way around. All right, now up in Seattle, and follow me on this, there's a chiropractor, and he's been accused of using his position as a medical professional to sexually violate three women. Greg Summers is his name, chiropractor. Been suspended by the Department of Health and by the Chiropractic Quality Assurance Commission. He faces charges of recommending to his female patients intravaginal massage.
Oh.
He inserted his fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to get any more graphic than that. And tried to convince...
Pull my finger.
No, they didn't pull his finger. Tried to convince...
Vagina.
Hey! All right, Paul, you know what? Go play poker. Just go play poker.
No, that's Paul Harris.
Okay. Tried to convince these women that they would benefit from intravaginal massage.
How do we know that doesn't work?
Yeah.
Are we doctors? He's the expert. Yeah. Are we doctors?
He went to school for it.
I don't know.
Thank you.
My back still hurt when I left, but I was really relaxed.
Yeah. How do we know that?
You can get the nerves or something in there and tweak some things.
And you know what they say, too. Like, if you can distract your mind away from pain
right.
and pleasure,
yeah.
The focus is somewhere else. But no, they're making this guy out to be a big criminal. Because you can't help people anymore.
No,
I have to massage you with my Weezer. I hope that's okay.
Now, I love this story. There's a guy in St. Paul, Minnesota. He has an 8-year-old son, and his 8-year-old son was seeing a female psychologist. His name is Todd Freest. He's 39 years old. He's a pig farmer. And he was consulting with this specialist who has been seeing his son, so he's having a meeting with her, and he says to her, it must be hard to get a date being a psychologist. And the psychologist told the police that she just kind of ignored the comment. But then he asked his son if he would leave the room so that he and the psychologist could be alone. Son, could you leave me alone with, your psychologist for a few minutes? And when the kid left the room, he says to the psychologist, again, who's female, I'll bet you a dollar I can play with your boobs and never touch them.
Oh.
And then he reached out and touched her breasts and then handed her a dollar.
No,
and said, I lost.
Oh, man, I thought I could do it.
I lost.
Well, you know what this says to me? Here's a man who makes good on his debt.
Yeah.
This is a man who pays his gambling debts. I think that's an honorable thing. Oh, no, what happened? They arrest the guy.
No.
She called security. Once again, you do the right thing. Pay your debts, and what happens?
Sounds to me like she took the bet.
Sounds like a dumb chick.
Get you a dollar? No kid. Well, okay. I don't think she said okay. That's the problem.
She didn't
I think
say
he
okay.
just reached out and said, okay, owe you a dollar.
Here's a dollar.
And El Cajon, California, wherever that is, I guess you have the right to do this. They have asked some shoppers to leave. They literally ran them off. And you talk about, well, I can't say this. I was going to say talk about losers, but we may have somebody listening who literally lines up for Black Friday this far in advance.
Oh, yeah. I saw pictures already.
There's already tents, people.
Online.
They're doing it in shifts, too. The entire family are doing it in shifts. They're camping out in shifts.
These people.
It's unbelievable.
These people started camping out last week at a Best Buy in El Cajon, California, and they interviewed one of the women, and she said she was there because she wanted to make sure she got the best deal. She says, last year I came on Tuesday. Now, that was 3 days early, and I was 17th in line, and they only had 15 TVs. Missed it by 2 people.
Oh.
So they were there last Wednesday to be assured they'd get a flat-screen TV. She said she'd been sleeping on a chair outside Best Buy.
Oh, sounds great.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the holiday spirit.
Do you not have a job or something?
That's what I don't understand, yeah.
How do you have the time to do that? People. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Maybe the greatest cowboy joke ever told. Picture a saloon. We've all seen the Western, swinging doors, saloon girls, guys sitting around tables and at the bar, some playing cards, some with a bottle on the table, whiskey glasses, and the swinging doors are flung open, and there's a young man panting and out of breath, and he said, "Hey, everybody, listen up!" And the piano player stops playing,
People stopped talking. They look at the kid. He said, "Everybody, run, run now. I just got word Bad Bart is coming to town." And when they heard Bad Bart was coming, some of the cowboys literally leaped through the windows. They didn't worry about broken glass. The saloon girls ran out the door. Everybody's scattering. They're leaving the saloon. And as the bartender is planning to lock a couple of things and close up, everybody's gone. The bartender looks around, and in through the swinging doors, knocking the doors off their hinges, is a giant mountain of a man dressed all in black. He's about 6'8", 350. The meanest, nastiest looking guy you've ever seen in your life. And he walks up and he sits down at the bar. He says, "Give me a bottle of whiskey." And the bartender says, yes, sir. Now, the word got out, of course. When the word ever gets out that Bad Bart's coming to town, people are petrified. And this poor bartender just didn't make it out in time. And in walks this big monster guy. And he says, "Whiskey's on the house, sir." And rather than open it the traditional way, this monster of a man just bites the glass neck off the glass, the bottle, just, and then chews up the glass remnants and proceeds to drink it straight from the jagged edge neck of the whiskey bottle. He sets the glass down, and wrapped around his waist as a belt is a live rattlesnake. He takes the snake by the head, squeezes its fangs on the edge of the bottle to shoot some venom into the whiskey.
Oh.
And then drinks more of it with venom in it. He has a pierced ear, but there's not an earring in it. There's an entire spur stuck through his ear.
Oh.
A full-size spur.
Oh.
He tells the bartender, he says, "I got a bit of a toothache. You got any pliers back there?" Bartender says, yes, sir. He hands him the pliers. This massive mountain of a man reaches up and just rips a tooth out of his own head and then chews the tooth up and swallows it. Washes it down with whiskey and venom. "You got any snacks?" He says, no, sir. He says, We're fresh out of snacks. I'm so sorry. Don't hurt me." "Now, am I going to hurt you? Lucky for you, I brought my own snacks." And he reaches in a little pouch like they used to carry gold in. And in that pouch, he's got a pouch full of live scorpions. And he reaches in and picks up a bunch of them like you would onion straws and jams them in his mouth.
Oh.
And chews live scorpions and then washes them down with whiskey and venom.
Oh.
He stands up. Bartender says, can I get you anything else?" He says, "No way. I'm getting the hell out of here. Didn't you hear? Bad Bart's coming to town."
All right, let's check the highways now. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in, Tim.
Well, Dan, be glad you don't live in off of Telegraph anymore, because what a mess we've got out here. We've got an accident. It's on eastbound 255 just before the Telegraph off-ramp, and it looks like only the two left lanes are open, and traffic is backed up almost to Highway 55. Now, an ambulance just pulled away, so they're in the process of trying to clean up and clear this thing, but, man, what a solid jam. If you are traveling on southbound Telegraph, it's slow from Highway 255 up through Cliff Cave. We have southbound 270 that's jamming up between Page and Doherty Ferry. We also have extremely heavy traffic on southbound 141. You're slow from Big Bend down through Highway 44. And then you've got about a mile and a half back up as you approach Highway 21. on westbound 64. You stop and go again from Kings High. Actually, it was from Grand, went to McCausland. Then you're slow from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Some slow pockets there. Once you get over the Boone Bridge, it's slow between 94 and K, and then from Winghaven through N. Southbound 170, that's slow from Ladue down through Brentwood. Eastbound 270, heavy just a little bit east of 370 through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Most religions in the United States support the gift of life as an act of charitable giving and do not prohibit organ and tissue donation. Learn more at organdonor.gov. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
On the Wednesday morning quickie, it's Thanksgiving Eve. We'll have the annual Steve Cochran Thanksgiving special for Babu, my show wife, and John Beaver and Josh, my show children, and I will sit around and talk about each other behind our backs in front of each other, just like at your Thanksgiving. We'll see you for the next morning quickie.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you're thinking about going to Hawaii, here's some great news. YMT Vacations is offering free airfare from St. Louis for the second person departing March 4th on their most popular Hawaiian vacation, YMT's two-week four-island Kings Tour. Included are 14 nights in quality hotels, baggage handling, airport transfers, inter-island flights, escorted sightseeing on each and every island, plus a Polynesian tour director handling all the details and making sure you have fun. The total price for two people is only $5,086. That's an astonishing low price for a quality Hawaiian vacation, including airfare from St. Louis. For reservations and all the details, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Call today for this limited offer. 1-800-736-7300. Let YMT make your Hawaiian dreams come true. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Painting. Not exactly high on most people's list of fun things to do, which is why you should call Beckner Painting and Contracting. They've been doing it since John Glenn became the first American in orbit, and gas was 28 cents a gallon. That was 50 years ago. But besides painting interiors and exteriors, Beckner Painting and Contracting does cabinets, vanities, tubs, tile, metal office furniture, drywall installation, window replacements, siding, gutters and downspouts, room additions, kitchen and bath remodels, deck cleanings and staining, make readies, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and too many other things we don't have time to mention. Phew! Which is why they ought to change their name to Beckner Painting and a whole lot of other home and office improvement stuff. But they'd have to get a bigger sign. Bottom line, at Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price, and the estimate is free. They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000. That's 314-646-7000. Or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Honeysuckle White Turkey and Disney Pixar's Brave are starting a new Thanksgiving tradition, a turkey feast in a movie. Learn more at honeysucklewhite.com. Brave in stores November 13th.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, before we get to Mike Evans, we had a listener that called in an accident, 44 westbound, right at 270, the interchange there. Four cars involved, emergency equipment on the way. So it just happened, 44 westbound at the 270 interchange, a four-car accident.
All right, thank you, Dan. We've had a lot of things happen to make us really late today, probably the shortest Mike Evans segment ever. And, you know, in his pre-wine days, he would have blown his top. But
no, it's all those people requesting Sean Connery all day.
Well, I know.
Put us way behind.
We're going to have to curb that somehow. Let's get right to it. Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com. Start there. And you're on your way to getting every dollar's worth when you remodel your kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody. Sorry, we're just really...
While you're driving to home from work, hopefully not headed to Springfield on that 44 West. Hey, there is one former NBA player that President Obama considers a close friend, even allowed him to come and stay at the White House. Is it Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. With just when we thought that Jennifer Aniston and her fiancé Justin Theroux were about to get married, there's a problem. Jennifer hates New York, refuses to live there. Justin hates L.A., refuses to live there. They're going to have to figure out what to do. TV review tomorrow night on the ID Network, My Brother the Serial Killer. True documentary about Glenn Rogers, who is in death row in Florida, says he killed 70 people, including Nicole Simpson. He said that O.J. paid him to kill Nicole.
Yeah, right.
Personally, I don't believe that story for a second.
No.
That murder, I believe, was committed by O.J. But this is an unbelievable show. This guy is just a monster. It is called My Brother the Serial Killer. It's on the ID network tomorrow night.
Dan mentioned it earlier, and I said, I don't want to watch it. But now, you know, maybe I will. It sounds kind of interesting.
It is. Can't make this stuff up. Several made-up spoof reality shows are now being pitched as real reality shows, including Real Stripper Moms of South Beach.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. How about this? Hobo Overs. This show does makeovers of homeless men and bag ladies walking down the street.
All right, now you got something.
Why, though? They're still going to be homeless.
Yeah, but to show what they could really look like if they cleaned up.
I think it's going to be a good show.
I bet. Yeah, I do, too. I don't think you'll even recognize
They won't be
people.
Able to keep it up.
Well, that's their problem.
The book about Michael Jackson that drops later this week says that Janet Jackson...
No.
Threatened to stop Michael Jackson from getting buried until she got $40,000 from his estate. She said that she was owed. Also, a story in the book that brothers and sisters ransacked Michael's house within hours of his death looking for cash and jewels.
Yes.
And a couple of assistants that worked for Michael for many years in the book say Michael Jackson was celibate. He never had sex with a man, woman, or child.
I believe that.
And it says that's the main reason that Lisa Marie left him. Quick odds and ends. Dina Lohan.
Come on.
Oh, I don't like it. All right.
Has a new tattoo across the right wrist, just four letters. C-A-L-M. Now, it doesn't stand for calm. It's the name of her kids. First letter of the letter of their names. Cody, Ollie, Lindsay, Michael. That's good. When she's in one of her drunken stupors, she'll be able to look down and remember, oh, yeah, Mike got four kids.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And finally, being the professional that I am. And I am.
That's an understatement. That's an understatement.
Mike Tyson, if he's here, he could spell it for you.
He hadn't have time then.
All right, Dan. Anyway!
No.
Who's President Obama's good friend? Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley.
Daniel.
I'm going to go Jordan.
Barkley.
Pippen.
The answer is Scottie Pippen. Like Evan Sayo.
2 days in a row. You two have looked like idiots.
I think it's 3 days in a row.
Ridiculous.
Why am I the only smart one in here?
It's crazy.
Mike, it's crazy. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. They did our kitchen, did our bathrooms. Love to have you talk to him about doing yours also. ThompsonPrice.com. We leave you by talking about Thompson Price. We'll actually come back and say official goodbye in a moment. But I think I've told you it's 16, 17 years now since they did our kitchen. Now, if we stay in this house much longer and business picks up and things are good and I can, we can afford to do it, we'll probably do another kitchen because by then it'd be 20 years. I think 20 years out of a kitchen is a good long run. But after 20 years, a lot of things change. Not just fashion, not just what's in, what's out, or a certain look, but technology, appliances. I remember when Thompson Price did our kitchen, I thought I was in the Jetsons kitchen. I thought, man, what could be, how can we go any further with technology? Well, we have. There are water faucets now that you touch, and they come on hot or cold, depending on if you touch the blue or you touch the red. And then a light lights up to let you know if the water is hot. I mean, it's just unbelievable stuff. And then these new toilets. I know a toilet's not an attractive, fun thing to talk about, but that one they got in the showroom at Thompson Price, you just have to check it out. And any toilet can be adapted to that. You're not replacing the whole toilet. It's an adaptation. All you need is power to run to the bathroom, and you probably have that if you have a light switch, so check that out. What's new in cabinetry, what's new in everything, lighting for bathrooms, as well as kitchens, as well as home entertainment rooms. It's all there in their showroom in DePere, about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. You want to get your money's worth, you want somebody who really knows what they're doing. Because let me tell you who you don't want, somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. You may be out of a kitchen and have no use of your kitchen or bathroom for up to 6 months. You get the wrong people in there. And I actually know somebody that happened to, a couple of people. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Start there, please. ThompsonPrice.com.
South County's been a mess for the past week here, and Tim Weiland is here to fill us in on that and everything else in traffic. Tim?
You know, Dan, it's just really weird. Since we've been flying and the sun's been, you know, the time change and it's dark now, it's just been chaos, and it's been wild in Southwest and South County, and it's no different now. First of all, southbound 270 is jammed up, approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're slow again from approaching Highway 55 onto 255 down by Telegraph. They only have two left lanes open to that accident. We did check out the accident. It is on westbound Highway 44, midway between, or it's a little bit west of Lindbergh, between Lindbergh and Guyer. They had the right center lane blocked. You had the right lane backed all the way up to Berry Road. The other lanes are slow from Big Bend down through Lindbergh and Guyer, and then it opens up. Southbound 141 was extremely heavy now between Big Bend and Highway 44. You're slow in that stretch between Highway 30 and 21. You got about a mile and a half back up there. Just got another report of an accident. It is on southbound 170 before Del Mar. That traffic is backed up between the Rock Road and Page. And then northbound 170 drivers are slowing from Forest Park Parkway up through Del Mar. Eastbound 270 jams up from McDonald through Lindbergh. And now we've got a new accident just before Highway 367. No word of any lane blockage there. And now it looks like 44, we're just flying over that again. Looks like all lanes are backing up between Elm and Berry Road. So it's a tough go this afternoon on your way home. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens. Ever find yourself at the corner of tis the season and tis the season already? Let Walgreens help you get a head start on the holidays with great deals. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of your dentures coming loose? Well, those days are over thanks to Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. Dr. Bowen can save you from those embarrassing moments and fit your new implants with your existing dentures.
We have denture wearers that come in that they're flopping around and they practically don't even wear them because they get so many sore spots. We place some implants to help support that denture and they're able to eat a corn on the cob.
Dr. Bowen will bring his expertise and the latest technology to you at no extra cost.
We'll do a free consultation, and if we need to take a 3D view of the bone that's available, we're offering that at no charge.
With Dr. Bowen, implants are great and are a much better option than a bridge.
A lot of people know that have bridges, they had to prep the two neighboring teeth down. It's a three-tooth solution to a one-tooth problem, which, you know, with an implant, it's a one-tooth solution for a one-tooth problem.
For a free consultation, Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3527 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Just enough time to thank you for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Let's do this again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening.